While Boise officials and citizens debate the plans for a new downtown library and the possibility of the relocation of the Cabin Literary Center, there has been very little public conversation about the fate of the Anne Frank Memorial and the Wasmuth Center for Human Rights. But it turns out that the center has a unique proposal on the table regarding its future location. Morning Edition host George Prentice sat down with Wasmuth Center Executive Director Dan Prinsing and started off by asking him to specify the relationship between the Anne Frank Memorial and the Wasmuth Center.
Well, it's always been an interesting relationship because the center was founded in 1996 for the purpose of building a memorial to human rights. So in essence, we are the memorial and it is us. Now, I think that always makes for an intriguing story because when folks realize the city and the state did not build the memorial, the memorial was built by a community that said, this is our shared values. So the center now is recognized as the education arm of the memorial. Mm-hmm. So any of the programming that occurs within the memorial or because of the memorial, we're responsible for.
So there is plenty of conversation in this community in regards to the downtown main branch of the Boise Library and plans for a new library and plans for the property around the library. And indeed, a fair amount of that conversation is also including the Cabin Literary Center. But correct me if I'm wrong, there's not much public conversation about the future of your organization.
And the impact in the memorial and to our office space.
The plans cover some of that space. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So where are you?
So we're still waiting to see the final site plan. We've made our recommendations to the city because the new library comes right up to the memorial. Now, there could create a wonderful synergy between the two. As I was reminding Moshe Softy, the architect of the library, said, Anne Frank did write a book, and books and libraries tend to go together with it. So there could be a wonderful relationship between. But we have been asked by the city, would we be willing to alter some of the current layout of the memorial to accommodate the size and the scope of the library as it approaches to the memorial. Part of that discussion also because obviously by the depth of our programming in the memorial, our office has always had to be located very close to it. Well, we've already seen in the initial plan that our office goes away, that it is a city-owned building. We lease directly from the library. So we're in ongoing discussion of where might the center be located.
Well, we've heard about options for the cabin. What are some of your options for the center?
Well, there has been discussion. Would we have space within the new library? It is a consideration. Our obvious is our hours are not the same as the library's hours, and we have to have a close access point so that people can find us. So we would have to be located physically very close to the memorial.
But you told me privately, and let's talk about this publicly now, that you would like to go possibly below where the cabin
sits
now.
We'd go subterranean with it. Now that the city has announced that the cabin is physically going to be relocated, once you move the cabin, what's left behind? There's a full basement, and that basement is actually larger than our current footprint for an office space.
Are you talking to the city about that possibility?
We keep throwing that idea out there because if you're looking at office space that is literally in the memorial, where we could step out of the office and be right there at the Marilyn Schuler classroom. I said, this becomes prime, not only in the real estate, but I thought, what an intriguing way to use historic footprint with a new modern purpose. Put an eco roof on it. Do not counter the view that the library architect would like of that space. See a grass roof? There's our office right there.
What's the gateway? Funding?
Actually, vision. It is perhaps counter to what the library architect has imagined. And so it's one of those when we approached city, it's a little, well, that's kind of out of the box. We hadn't thought about that. But we're really encouraging that just because of that proximity for our work, plus in a reality factor. That cabin basement has two bathrooms. And right now there are no restrooms close to the memorial. And we're just seeing such an increase in the number of groups, civic, education, businesses that are coming to the memorial, that they are scheduling, they are reserving within the new Marilyn Schuler classroom. The size of the groups, well, one accommodation that we're going to need is a restroom for them.
Dr. Dan Prinsing is the executive director of the Wasmuth Center for Human Rights. I want to add that the center is hosting a summer reading program for kids ages 4 to 8 at the Anne Frank Memorial in Boise this summer, Thursday mornings at 10. The next program is Thursday, July 11th. There's another on July 18th and July 25th. Dan Prinsing, thank you.
Thank you, George.